Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, no surprise to anyone, today is July 4th, Independence Day. Important day for this nation, birth of the nation, probably. Every nation, in a way, has some celebration of its independence and its freedom. It's always an expression of freedom. And freedom, in this sense, is almost always freedom from. There's freedom from and freedom to. I'm free from a certain type of tyranny or oppression or taxation without representation or whatever it is. And that means I'm free to live a certain type of life that I can do of my own choosing, not with the external constraints of some other authorities. Of course, there are new authorities in place and they keep the law in various ways. But those are the guidelines, the boundaries, the laws that I'm embracing in this new country. This sort of freedom from and freedom to is pretty perfectly revealed in today's epistle reading from the book of Romans, just sort of coincidentally happens to be on the fourth Saturdays, July 4th, where St. Paul tells us that we're either a slave to sin, passions, thoughts, to Satan, in which case we're free from God. We're free to sin, but we're free from God having any role or control or authority or influence in our life. The way that he puts it is that we're alive to sin and dead to God. And the other choice, of course, is to be dead to sin and alive to God. There we're free from sin and free to or toward God in this very, very beautiful way. So the freedom has this sort of two aspects to it. And one of it is sort of related to death. I'm free from this bondage, this control, this manipulation in my life. And I'm free to have the kind of life expressed in a beautiful way, like Jesus said in the Gospel for St. Andrew of Crete, the Good Shepherd, that where the Good Shepherd comes to give us life and to give us life abundantly. This sort of freedom that comes with knowing the truth, and the truth will set you free, knowing the person of Christ. And so the type of freedom that we have celebrated, not just in this country, but in any country that celebrates its freedom, is a kind of external freedom, a freedom of constraints, so that we can be free to live our life in a certain kind of social or cultural sort of way. But the church doesn't really offer that kind of freedom. Sure, in Orthodoxy, the church has also often been intertwined throughout the centuries with political entities. Sort of important part of our history, but in its deepest, most profound expression, the church is not political. We're not citizens of this world, we're citizens of the kingdom of God. And that won't ever change. In this world, the wheat and the tares grow up together. And so the church has to always strive to be, in this fallen world, the presence of this radical freedom that St. Paul talks about today. Not a freedom that can come with political power, however much we want to be involved and be thankful for the political process or the country that we live in or our heritage, whatever it might be. Not that those things are unimportant, but they are cheap substitutes for the type of freedom that Christ offers us. So this is what the church has to offer America. This is our calling, to say this is what freedom truly is, and we're not going to so much tell you about it, we're going to live it, so that you can't mistake it. It's not a matter of debate or argument or persuasion. It's a matter of display, an offering of ourselves in such a way that people yearn to have a type of life. Now, I'm sort of going down this road because yesterday I reread Father Roman's Exploring the Inner Universe. And I have many things to say about that, but I won't resist most of them. The simplest thing is, what a picture of freedom. I just can't believe it. He was like the most free person I've ever met. He was free just to be joyful in everything and everybody, and just happy about everything, delighted. He doesn't mean he agreed with everybody. But he was just filled with this joy. And when Prust repeated about what was unique or characteristic of him, he finally said it in the book. Well, that's joy. That's what I can't get rid of. That's what just has grabbed me and holded me. I feel joyful for everything. And he even gave examples of people who were still alive who were tortured and persecuted and imprisoned. He was only cared for them was for their salvation. He was joyful about just the simple things in life and joyful in, about the way in which Orthodoxy is going to unfold in America and the way in which he's letting this sort of intense offering of freedom for Orthodoxy to unfold in America in a truly American way. And again, not that we would have Russians and Romanians and Serbians and Georgians and Syrians have a role and a place in this multicultural, but America as this kind of huge complex, in one place calls it a stew, actually says it's not a stew, but it feels like a stew to me, has to come to experience Orthodoxy given its own roots and its own heritage, the way in which he would often talk about Romania having this, these roots that even go back to pre-Christian times in Dacia, and similar things for Russia, the Middle East. And so there'd be a kind of flavor. So he, Father Roman, had this such freedom in his own life that he could extend that freedom to the church in America, to long to see its expression in ways in which he himself didn't feel like would be true of him because he was raised in a different country and in a different context with a different culture. He didn't have to fit other people into his mold. It's quite amazing. It's just beautiful. And so, one other thing about the book that really hit me, the most common word in the book is the word simple. I didn't count them. I counted them on one page. It occurred 7 times on one page. Simple monk, simple living, simple living. And that is the sort of the gift of this freedom is that we don't have to make things complex. We can be free from this analyzing and conniving and organizing and structuring. We're just free to live a simple life, to live in the present, to not be too cumbersome about life. And so the type of freedom that we want to be able to give to the world, but in our case here to this country, and especially in reflection on this day when our country celebrates freedom, we want to give the people of this land really the freedom of Father Roman, the freedom of the Holy Spirit, the freedom that can't be put into a box and structured and predicted and manipulated. In the simplest way, we simply want to give this country Father Roman. And our little role in this monastery is, I think, to try to, because the Orthodoxy is always passed down person to person. This was one of his comments about the Protestant converts, which I am one, that they said they want to sort of skip back many centuries. They want to read the fathers for themselves. They don't just want to have things handed to them. Well, I succumb to that criticism. But we'll learn, Protestant converts will learn that we need to be recipients of what's living and passed down, not just what's studied in books. Sure, we can study the books, it's wonderful. Father Roman studied the books. But it was in the context of the life being passed down, that's where the freedom occurs. Not in an analysis in Bible study methods, but in seeing that message from the earliest centuries passed down through the centuries into these people that we just adore, like the way that he would talk about his own mother and the monks in the monastery when he was such a young boy. So our role is really to be Father Roman, because he's the one who, at least in my experience, for some of you, you have other significant people that are in that same flow, the same river, the same tradition, other people to call upon, but for me especially, Father Roman, This is the life we need to live. We need to live the life that He's given us. When I read this book yesterday, I felt like, have I ever read this book before? I just all felt new to me, even though I read it many times. And so I think like it's so easy for that image to slip away, to lose that power of this simple life. So I think that that's our calling here, that this little monastery, this little small corner of a very big country with hundreds of millions of people, what we can do is try to offer to this world the freedom that Father wants. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.